Today we're speaking to Vic Sharma, who's the Head of Information Technology at Balmain Corporation. Vic is going to talk about how his organisation is managing information security and keeping its users aware of the risks. Vic, how important is it to work with lines of business on building security into everything you do as an organisation?
One of the first things that would come to my mind is the fact that an IT security threat is actually a business threat. So one of the most important things to do is to make sure there's top executives, the line officers, the line managers are all involved from the very beginning. We need to make them understand there's vulnerabilities in the systems and in the processes they're using the day to day. They need to let us know at the same time what they are doing for us to understand how vulnerable they are. It is also important in terms of the systems and collaboration that goes on between businesses to make sure that's been secured. There is a process that's being followed, there are policies and procedures they're compliant with, and also making sure they are aware of what those policies and procedures are at the same time.
How much effort do you put into educating the business about data security now that consumerization has put powerful technology into everyone's hands?
That's very important. It's baseline of our policies and procedures. We need to make sure, and especially when you mentioned the fact that there's a lot of information spanning around in terms of tablets and mobile phones and mobility as such. We do have our own policies for usage of mobile devices and how they're being used. We monitor them using software, data loss prevention software and firewall software. We also make them aware of the fact that when they are using the devices, they are liable for any activities that are happening within the confines of the actual business use. So example, if they're using software for business or their mobile emails and stuff, they're being encrypted, they're being monitored, and they're also liable to make sure that the information they're storing on these devices can be secured at the same time.
What policies do you have in place with suppliers and partners to ensure they're not the weakest link in your cyber resilience strategy?
Every partnership we form with our vendors and suppliers, we make sure they comply with our SLAs and our procedures. We also make sure they've got their own SLAs and their partners have their own SLAs. That's a problem. Half of them do have partners as well at the same time. So, for example, we've got cloud providers. They might have third-party providers and such. We need to make sure they've got proper documentation, policies and procedures in place with their third-party suppliers in order to comply with our policies and procedures. We always ensure that we go through a rigorous phase to align our business needs with what they're serving at the same time. In the same sense, we also make sure they are compliant to the Australian regulation, if it's in Australia, and they also have compliance within their divisions for staff security measures that take in place if there were any vulnerabilities at the same time.